Financial abuse at nonprofits is prompting new attention in Congress. The Chronicle of Philanthropy has reported that dozens of charities and other nonprofits gave interest-free loans to top executives. Other news reports allege that university and foundation presidents used tax-free dollars for luxury apartments and cars. As a result, Republican Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa is pushing for new regulation of nonprofits. The legislation is modeled after the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, passed 2 years ago, to deal with abuse in the corporate world. Grassley says nonprofits should disclose more about how they spend money.
We have a giving American people who want to be charitable, who also have a tax incentive to do it. I wanted to accomplish that their money be spent according to the intent of the foundations and charitable organizations.
So what kind of reporting responsibilities would the foundations have? Obviously, any compensation to executives, any perks, that sort of thing?
I think those are perfectly legitimate. I haven't outlined completely everything that I want to do, but for sure, transparency in foundations and charitable organizations ought to be the name of the game, the same way as transparency now is a factor with Sarbanes-Oxley and corporate executives.
Purchases of some assets. I think there was one that had a big expenditure for a plane.
Well, you know, very definitely. But here's what I want to make very clear. We can write the most ideal of legislation, but what we have to see is a voluntary willingness of transparency on the part of CEOs of foundations and charitable organizations.
Are nonprofits incapable of self-regulation?
I think that I would want to say that they're not incapable of it, and I don't want the impression that my legislation is meant to hit an abuse by every CEO of a charitable organization or a private foundation any more than when I voted for Sarbanes-Oxley. The intent was that every corporate CEO in America was a crook. We were zeroing in on a few bad apples that destroyed it, the reputation of a lot of good corporate executives.
So will these nonprofits then have to create bureaucracies to deal with the reporting responsibilities to the government, say in the fashion that unions now have to do?
Well, you know, it's not my purpose of setting up the legislation to have a lot of money of foundations based on bureaucracy. But don't forget, we got 60,000 different foundations and charitable organizations, and I think that you've got probably a different answer for each one. But I do think that there's a major problem here.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.